We were promised this 2006. Marcel Baudry, who was a Capital Commission guy, the boss of, he told me, I want Ottawa, I want Victoria Island, I want this. Yeah, you got papers for that? I don't have papers, but I know it, he says. I know we want it. You know, I said, I want your papers next time I to see you. I want to see them. They never found them. Because the first white men came there to build a sawmill in Victoria Island was 1800. 1850, Philemon Wright from the United States. He came with the horses and he moved in his equipment. I don't know how he got through the bush. But that's how Victoria Island started, and then they built that dam. We were never asked. And today we're looking for every place and a place where anyone could see eel alive. It's a dangerous species. The government is looking for it too. Eel don't spawn like the other fish that we have here. To spawn on every lake where they could be up here. Eels go down, the mother, especially as she heal, go down to the ocean, they spawn. Then they come up for 20, 25 years, something like that. It's remain on these parts. Then they go down 25 years later, as a female especially. And they had to pass through these dams. And there's a turbine that turning there. If you get in there, it is all mashed to pieces. He always have an answer. He made a side gate over there for the heels to pass, if they want to pass. But he doesn't say he's going to close it. The seven prophets that came to the people long ago was said to be different from the other prophets. He was young and had a strange light in his eyes. He said, in the time of the seventh fire, new people will emerge. They will retrace their steps to find that was left by the trail. Their steps will take them through the elders, who they will ask to guide them on their journey. But many of the elders will have fallen asleep. They will awaken to this new time with nothing to offer. Some of the elders will be silent out of fear. Some of the elders will be silent because no one will ask anything of them. The new people will have to be careful in how they approach the elders. The task of the new people will not be easy. If the new people will remain strong in their quest, the water drum of the Midwaven Lodge will again sound its voice. There will be a rebirth of the Anishinaabe Nation and the rekindling of the world flames. The sacred fire will again be lit. We have to forgive them for the past in order for them to be able to forgive themselves. Explain to them tried to transform them to understand what we're talking about, then they join us. The many white people, especially the French people, they are becoming rainbow people. Rainbow people is a group that we have here in summer. There must be 2/3 of them are rainbows. They come from all over. And we talk about, try to get together what we're going to do to build a healing lodge. Once we build that building, then it's going to be a big shelter there for teachings, because we'll bring in the elders, the medicine people that make medicines even today in the bush where they live with animals, and they know the medicines. And these kind of people that we want, and this building we want to teach people before all this is lost. Because once an Indian, a medicine man, dies, he goes away with all his secret. He didn't tell nobody. So if we have a building like that, it'll be like a school to teachings, all these things, so they could continue